In this November's election, four advisory referenda will appear on ballots in Milwaukee County. One will ask voters whether Wisconsin should accept federal dollars to expand the state's Medicaid program. Governor Walker rejected the money last year and instead proposed his own plan to provide health care for the state's poorest residents. Several groups call the decision short-sighted. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the topic prompted a heated exchange in last Friday's gubernatorial debate. The Affordable Care Act offered states enough Medicaid funding to provide health care for all residents living below 133% of the poverty level. Instead, Governor Walker opted to cover all people living at or below the poverty line. About 80,000 childless adults had been on a waiting list. The state then directed the thousands who earn above poverty to the private marketplace. In Friday night's debate, the governor touted his decision.
We were able to draw down the waiting list that was in place under Governor Jim Doyle for people living in poverty to get access to health care through Medicaid. We eliminated it for the first time in our state's history. Now everyone living in poverty has access to health care through Medicaid. We help people above poverty transition to the marketplace, and we protected the taxpayers.
Walker says he turned down the federal money to expand Medicaid because Washington promised to fully fund the program for only 3 years. His Democratic opponent, Mary Burke, called rejection of the Medicaid dollars fiscally irresponsible.
And it'll be billions of dollars. And this is money that could come into Wisconsin's economy, that fuels our economy, and brings down the health care costs for everyone. We know that when we turn down this money, people still get sick. It's just that we're not getting any money to pay for it.
Burke promised that if elected, she would accept federal Medicaid money, even if Wisconsin would eventually have to shoulder a percent of the cost to cover more people. By the way, Milwaukee County is not the only one that will put the item on its ballot. More than a dozen communities will ask voters to weigh in on the Medicaid issue and forward the results to state leaders. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.